With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome back, guys. 511 DGS. If you missed it, Mark Close announced that he is leaving the show, leaving full-time radio, may pick up some part-time stuff down the road, but he'll be leaving the DGS in about 2 weeks. We offered the job, non-ironically, to Skip Weber, and he took it. So congratulations.
Yeah. Hey, thanks.
That's great.
And this is not a joke. Like, I think some people
think it's a joke, because we've
joked so much about Mark leaving. This is not a joke.
Me replacing Mark Close is the joke part.
No, that's not a joke.
No, yeah.
That's the joke part.
And I'll go run the dealership.
No, that's a joke.
Again, I'd be glad to do that for you.
Well, you keep changing my name, so
you might be able
He's already sabotaging you.
Close Chevrolet. It's got a nice ring to it.
Mark Class Chevrolet.
If you want to watch Mark rolling it out, you can go to Facebook and watch our Facebook Live of it. And Tony breaks down. That's all I'm going to say. Mm-hmm. It's kind of ugly.
Yeah. Yeah. Tears of joy.
Tears of joy.
Think oh, it can't be.
So we did Sweet 16 of Best Redheads, then we did Sweet 16 of Bald People. Oh, yeah. Now today, in honor of Skip, we're doing Sweet 16 of Tall Characters, Real, Fictional, whatever.
Anybody else find that hard?
I did. Yeah. In fact, I texted Rach and said, do we want to do an Elite Eight of Tall and Elite Eight of Small? And she was like, no, I got a bunch. And she rifled a few off. So.
Yep.
Good.
And there's one. I mean, it's got to be your winner, right?
Who's that?
Skip Russell?
No.
Oh.
It's Skip Weber.
You start, right?
Yep.
Well, then.
Hold on. I need a bracket.
Throw it out there.
Here comes the bracket.
There it is. Thank you.
I have 11, so I guess.
Yep. Yeah, we're okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I stopped after 6 or 7.
Some will suck, but yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's every.
Take it away.
Robert Wadlow.
Dang it. That was one of mine.
Alton Giant.
That's one that Rach said today, and I was just like, how did I get that?
Yeah. It's just...
He was going to be my first, too.
Let's go do something else. Here's the winner. Don't waste your time.
Don't tell me how to run the show.
Just, Joel.
So, getting ready for this.
Yeah.
Unless you want to do it. You want to give the stats?
About Robert Wadlow?
Do you have them?
I got a couple, but go ahead.
Okay, that means he doesn't have them.
No, I do. Right here. He was 8'11".
I have some, but I want you to do it.
The tallest man in the history of mankind.
You tell me.
Yep. He only lived to be 22.
Mm-hmm. That is the site.
Cut his foot, right?
Yeah, infection on his foot or ankle.
Yeah, his couldn't get big enough shoes and it rubbed a sore.
Right, And that's just 22. That's
still growing.
That's the crazy thing.
Yes.
There was no sign of him stopping growing.
Yeah. Yeah.
So had that not have happened,
he
would have easily exceeded 9 feet.
Wow.
And
it was a thyroid
who
deal
knows?
That now that they would...
Right. Who knows?
They could have. They could have corrected it. But
But
so I'm about a foot taller than my mom, and I tower over her. That's 2 feet bigger than Skip.
Right.
Well, the tallest people in the world are 7 footers. Right.
Yeah.
That's about it. That's the biggest anybody ever gets. 7'1", 7'2". Huge. This guy was 2 feet taller than that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He was 9 feet tall.
Yeah.
Amazing.
His statue is down the street from my school. So I've been to the statue a million times. And every time I would go, it was over.
A million.
A
dozen.
Know
how many a million is?
Couple dozen.
All right. A half million. We'll leave it at that.
I have to do this because Mark's leaving.
I got to start
working on this stuff.
But every time I went, it was overwhelming just how, I mean, you're like, he's a tall dude. And then you go, and then it makes you feel bad, too, because you know he was
miserable.
7 foot, miserable.
Yeah.
Just
in
sixth grade, he was bigger than any adult. Like, poor guy. It always made me emotional every time I went.
Evidently, he was really sweet, too.
He looked really sweet.
Yes. My dad worked with his brother.
Really?
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
I could not imagine him traveling in any way, shape, or form.
I know.
Plane, train, car,
Ugh.
Whatever. I mean, I spent yesterday on an airplane, and I was okay, but this guy's is gigantic compared to me. Where does he go?
I can't even imagine.
No.
Two feet taller than you.
Two feet taller than Skip.
Wow.
Wow.
2 feet plus.
Yeah.
Because what are the ceiling in here is what, maybe 9 feet?
Yeah.
Yeah, nine, yeah. 10.
So, I mean, his hair would be brushing against it. That's amazing. Amazing.
Hmm. Yeah, you're right. No need to go on.
Thank you very much. See?
We didn't say, tallest person. We said the best tall people. That's right. Come on, there's some other cool
All right,
tall
go ahead.
I'm good, going with Abe Lincoln.
Oh, got great
it.
One.
Got it.
Really good.
How tall was he?
With that hat.
I thought that's who you were talking about because of his accomplishments and being a tall guy.
Was he like 6'3", 6'4"?
Yeah. I'm going in. Stand by.
6'4".
6'4".
Which...
Back then
is a foot,
crazy big.
A foot taller than
didn't
the average.
Didn't we used to be bigger, then we got smaller? Wasn't there a time that the average was like 6 feet? Now it's like 5'8".
So. I don't think so. No. I thought it's always been.
Yeah, I think it's always
I mean, you
progressed.
Look at the colonial buildings, the doors are 6 feet tall at the most. Yeah. You know, I mean.
So Noah was like people. Noah was like 18 inches tall?
No. No.
Yes. Yeah. The arc makes only, a lot more sense.
Yeah, it's only 50 feet long.
That's why it was easier.
Where are the zebras? Where are the damn zebras?
Really? Yeah, where does this exactly. guy find his clothes?
Can you slow that down, see if it sounds like my real voice?
Yeah.
Tony?
I don't know. No, I don't know about how long ago. I just know that in our country's history, you look at the history around here, we've grown considerably.
Yeah, you're talking about Homo sapiens. You're talking about...
Do you... love your height, or would you say 6'4" would be good?
I don't know. I was thinking that when I was doing this list.
Yeah,
I think it's been pretty cool being this tall.
Yeah,
but then it's been pretty hideous.
Would you want to be any bigger?
I don't think so. I mean, back when I was younger, playing sports.
Yeah,
yeah. Maybe it would have been cool to just be a little bit bigger.
And you're 6'8", right?
6'8". Yeah.
When did you hit 6'8"?
18.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. So you probably thought you're going to hit 7.
Yeah, I did. I thought I was going to keep growing.
Hmm. Who? Where's all the height? Was your dad real big?
Dad was 6'5".
Okay.
So.
How about your mom?
5'9".
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
See, my niece, Aura, who has the Giants, one 6'11 now. Her husband's 6'3½ or 4", but she's 6 feet. Wow. So I think that's where a lot of it comes in.
And they say that there's a lot of in that about, you know, steroids in cattle, and you know, if you drink a lot of milk, then and you maybe pass along growth hormones and all that. So, I mean, I don't know. I didn't ever research it, but they say that this next generation.
Yeah,
I mean, I was the only person 6'8" that I knew. Now you know, I mean, you go to a typical 3-on-3 basketball tournament, and they'll set it up so every team has got one or two of them on it.
Man,
yeah,
crazy.
Yeah,
whose turn?
Tony.
Andre the Giant.
Yeah.
There we go.
See, this is going to be, there's a
you
run.
Know, they just did that special about him.
Yeah.
And they talked about all the things Skip just talked about how he couldn't travel on airplanes. Mm-hmm. He could hardly get in cars. And to think that there were people bigger than him is just insane.
Well, but yeah. And then he was not just tall, though.
He was
right?
massive. Mountain.
Well over 500 pounds. And what a great story.
And what a great...
That documentary is incredible.
Like,
awesome.
Princess Bride.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was great.
Yeah.
He really was.
By the way, he was 7'4".
Andre?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Did he ever lose?
Mm-hmm.
Did he?
WrestleMania 3, Hulk Hogan slammed him.
Mm.
Probably what put the first WrestleMania was big deal, but WrestleMania 3, like, just when Hogan slammed the Giant... That put the WWE and Vince McMahon just...
Do you guys remember, was Andre the Giant ever on Wrestling at the Chase?
I don't think so.
I'll bet he was.
Even,
you think early on? Because the rest only went... Did it go to like to the mid-70s maybe?
Probably.
Yeah. But I remember they had...
Remember the old lady with the red hair who'd walk up and down?
Yep.
Slamming. Yep. Oh my God, my dad loved her.
Oh, what it was a
before
great show.
Before he got so big... Like weight wise,
so big.
Andre's so big. He would do drop kicks and like go off the top rope. Like he was incredibly athletic when he was in his younger days. So he had all that height and strength, as well as all that crazy athleticism in the beginning.
And he was French. He was from France.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Rich.
So I'll go with the first fictional pick, Big Bird.
Good one.
Oh, that's a great one.
Oh, good one.
How big's Big Bird, do you think?
Pretty big. He's a big old bird.
Sue?
I'm going.
She's going?
Yeah. Beaner's done a couple appearances.
Oh, now we have to do math. 249 centimeters.
Oh, shut up.
Really?
Oh,
this is America.
So I know that 200 centimeters is 6'8". I'm 2 meters tall exactly.
There you
so
go.
That's, yep. So he's bigger, taller than me.
Okay.
Paul Bunyan.
Ah, great one.
Yeah.
I really thought he was real. I was so disappointed when someone broke it to me that there is no giant blue ox.
Oh, yeah.
Like, really? Ooh, I just thought of a new one.
8-1 for Big Bird.
Whoa.
There you go.
Still no Robert Wadlow. He could have kicked his ass.
Yeah.
Sure did.
Back to Mark.
Conan O'Brien. He's 6'5 or 6'6, I think. He's
That's not tall.
Sorry.
Says the guy who put Lincoln on who's shorter.
Abe Lincoln, yeah.
Yeah. Hey.
Let's get
it. You know, this is a whole subcategory. You could get into just a whole bunch of them, and I'm going to go with my favorite and a guy who's been really, really productive and a good guy off the court. I'm going to go with Shaquille O'Neal.
Yeah. And Shaq, too.
I didn't because Dave hates him.
Dave does hate Shaq.
I didn't want to hear
that. You hate Shaq?
Why do you hate Shaq?
I didn't want to hear that.
Pure jealousy. Oh, okay. I hate the fact that he's on these commercials, like the general, where he goes, oh, that sounds pretty good for me. And they're like, here's $1 million, Shaq.
Meow. So
you don't want to Google. You don't want to Google what he makes a day.
What did he call you, Tony?
Right now.
Little dog? Didn't he call you little dog?
Yeah, he called me his little dog. Yeah,
oh, the best story ever.
Yep, I'm Shaq's little dog.
That's so disturbing to me.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List, you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
527 DGS doing the Sweet 16 of tall people. Where do we leave off?
I was last.
All right.
Shaq.
Tony?
You can go the character or the actor. You guys decide. Chewbacca and or Peter Mayhew.
I think character.
Yeah, I Chewbacca is what I have written down.
Good one. I'm gonna go with Goliath.
Ooh,
yeah, there you go,
man.
As in David and
he was cool, like children's Bible stories
right,
and stuff.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I always thought David was a punk. Rooting for Goliath.
He whipped Goliath.
I know.
That's right.
I know. But Goliath was just cool.
Yeah.
I will go Jolly Green Giant.
Really good.
There you go.
Yep.
I love it. Rach fixed it, but our Facebook just now said, Mark Close makes big announcement on the GDS.
That was our website, not our Facebook.
The official 97.1 website.
I had nothing to do with it. Thank you.
Mark Close makes major announcement on GDS. On the God, what?
Damn show. Back to Mark.
The star of Fred Claus, Vince Vaughn.
Oh, come on.
No. Vince Vaughn,
he's not tall enough or talented enough to be on this list.
He's like 6'6".
I know, but no.
No.
Well, then I'm okay.
Why don't you just leave now?
Tom Selleck?
No.
Mark, he's not notoriously tall.
You just Googled tall celebrities and wrote things.
No,
wrote them down,
I'd like Vince Vaughn was the first guy. They showed pictures.
Right? Skip? They he did, showed, right, Skip?
No. They show.
I'm out of this.
You know he did.
They show.
I will not bash a lame duck.
Oh, that's well said.
So I'm done.
Oh, God. Now he's pouting.
You're tapped out?
No, I got nothing left. Yeah, I got the winner, so that's fine.
How about, like,
who?
Wilt Chamberlain. Get a 7-footer up there.
But
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
All the basketball players are all 7 feet. They're freaks. That doesn't count.
The basketball.
At least they're legitimately tall.
But they play basketball.
And,
they're supposed to be
like
tall.
But, like, Wilt and Kareem were known for.
Yeah, and they were in movies and things like that. Wilt and Kareem belong just as much as Shaq does. Because they were celebrities outside of basketball.
We're trying to help you.
Yeah, I'm desperately trying to help you.
Well,
Tom Selleck.
Ooh, that was my second.
I like that one.
No.
Yeah, see, there you go. Ah, I got something.
You know
in the
what?
Room.
Let's acknowledge this. this is the first grown man that Sue has said that she was attracted to. So we're making progress.
That's true.
Who is it's baby Tarzan? And Rich. Yeah. Who is the last one?
So if you think of him as
Spanky.
Spanky.
She'll take Spanky.
If you think of him as a young boy, he's really tall.
Right. Right.
He's a 6 foot. He's a 6'4".
There you go.
He's a 6'4" young boy.
I meant Tarzan the adult.
Yeah. I'll take Spanky.
There you go. I got nothing.
Okay, you know. Fine.
I just gave you two good ones.
Just put down, which one you want?
Vince Vaughn.
Will to Kareem.
Vince Vaughn.
Then put it down. All give right. The baby his bottle.
Vince Vaughn.
That's a horrible.
He's tall. He was in Fred Claus.
He's
6'5".
He's moderately tall.
There you
tall.
Go.
Movie.
He's big.
He's a taller actor.
Moderately tall. Or he's a taller actor.
He's one of the tallest
actors. One of the tallest.
No, it's Skip.
Skip, sorry.
I'm going to put a villain on now.
Okay.
Jaws. Richard Kiel.
Oh, yeah.
James I thought you meant the fish.
I know, like, me too.
When,
it was big.
When they hung that thing up by its fin, it was really tall.
How tall is that fish? Man, if he could stand up on his flippers.
Metal mouth,
yeah.
Richard Kiel.
Oh, yep. Yeah.
No, that's good.
7'2".
He was in Happy Gilmore, too.
Mm-hmm.
And Pale Rider.
And that's all I got.
James Bond. He was in a James Bond movie. Mm-hmm.
Now, Tony.
Lurch.
Nice.
I don't... his last name was...
We're talking about the actor.
I know.
Character.
I know. But I don't think he was that tall.
6'9".
Pretty tall.
Like I said,
but
he was 6'9".
Known for being tall.
Right. Well...
And 6'9" is pretty tall.
Yeah.
It's taller than Skip.
Taller than me.
Rachel.
I'm kind of struggling, too.
Put Skip on the list.
That's a good idea.
No, it's not.
You don't want to be on the list?
Let's get
on
the list.
Hey, okay, if I didn't make bald list.
Probably lose to Vince Vaughn.
That's a good point. That's a good point.
I'm lose to
we
Vince
didn't put
Vaughn.
Dave on the...
How many we need, Rach?
We need three.
Let's throw them out. I have the mountain from...
That's
I have
a good
the mountain.
One.
Yeah.
I had Gulliver, but I think they were small.
Are there any women that we're missing? Like
I was looking at women...
I was trying to think like supermodals like Tyra Banks.
Jane
but she's
Lynch
not,
is really
yeah,
tall.
She
Taylor
looked,
Swift is 6 feet tall, I think.
Really?
Well, 5'11", 6 feet, something like that.
I know Jane Lynch is really tall.
Jane Lynch is really tall.
I thought about Tyra Banks. Just
isn't Gal Gadot really tall? Wonder
yes.
Woman?
Nah, they're not going to win.
Yeah.
Herman Munster.
You know who I had? Just this is just a heart pick from my childhood. Bull Shannon from Night Court.
Aww.
I love that.
I like it.
That's a good one.
I had John Cleese also too because he was always the tall guy in the troop. But I don't even know how really tall he was.
I put on the mountain and Herman.
Who's the mountain
from Game of Thrones?
Gregor Clegane.
John Keyes is only 6'5". If anyone cares,
I got nothing.
Let's
put on Jane Lynch.
Did you put down Vince Vaughn?
I did.
Okay.
Brooke Shields is 6 feet tall.
Brooke Shields?
Jane Lynch, yeah. I don't know how tall she is, but she's really tall.
She's tall. I'm putting her on.
There you go.
Oh, sorry.
Did you put her up against Vince Vaughn?
She's 6 feet.
Is she?
Yeah.
There you go.
All right.
She seems taller.
Look at this seating. Robert Wadlow versus Jane Lynch.
Should have been Robert Wadlow versus Vince Vaughn to get that travesty out of the way.
I think he'll lose whoever he's up against.
Robert Wadlow is my vote, Dave.
Robbie.
Yeah.
Bob.
Lynch, I don't, yeah.
We'll go Bob.
Chewbacca versus Goliath.
That'd
We're
be
doing
a cool
best
fight.
Tall people.
Yeah. Awesome
it would
fight.
Be a good really? Fight.
Does Chewie get
Goliath's
his crossbow?
Goliath's got his spear
and
Chewie's
got his
crossbow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Chewie.
Goliath.
Chewie.
I'll go Chewie.
Big Bird versus Lurch.
Big Bird.
Yeah. I'll go Bird.
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 Paul Bunyan versus Richard Kyle Keel.
Bunyan.
The Bun.
The Bunster.
The Bunster.
The Bunnator.
I love
Polly Bun Bun.
This show, and I love this game for things like this. Abe Lincoln versus Herman Munster.
Lincoln.
He was already the vampire slayer, wasn't he? In the
yeah, mm-hmm.
That movie is awesome.
That is
the
a
Abe
pretty
Lincoln
good movie.
Vampire
That's
slayer
a
movie,
good movie
is awesome. Yeah. I've seen it.
Yeah.
I've seen
and for that reason, I'm voting for it.
I've seen four movies in the last 10 years, and that for some reason
wow,
is one.
That
of
was
them.
One of them,
and it was awesome.
When Green Book won, Tony was like, "It should have been Abe Lincoln.
Vampire freaking slayer." I'm
go
going Abe Lincoln.
I'll go Abe too. He's knocking off those
Honest
vampires.
Abe.
Shaq versus the Jolly Green Giant.
Ooh.
Shaq Diesel, only cuz, on his little dog.
I'm with little dog. I'm going with Shaq.
Shaq.
Skippy really did call me his little dog in person.
I love that so
I
much.
I always refer to you as my little dog.
I shook his hand.
I'm not even 7 foot.
Andre the Giant versus the Mountain.
Andre.
Oh, Andre.
Andre.
Yeah, Andre.
Conan O'Brien versus Vince Vaughn.
Oh, so one of them has to advance.
Yeah.
That's kind of crap.
I'm going Conan.
Conan.
I'll go Vince Vaughn.
Oh, God. Don't.
Conan already won. It's okay. It's over. Conan already won.
Those are both my choices. It's hurtful.
Vince Vaughn.
He's tall.
I know.
What is he, 6'4"? Is that what you said?
No, he's 6'5". He's 6'5".
Tom Selleck is 6'4".
Yeah.
Now that you're retiring, you're going to sit your tiny white ass around watching Fred Claus until you are coming out of your brain.
Yep,
just. I think he's going to listen to the Sweet 16 and yell stuff at the radio.
That could be.
Really?
Vince Vaughn, for God's sake, what's wrong with you people?
Elite Eight of the best tall people, Robert Wadlow versus Chewbacca.
Robert.
Robert.
Yeah.
Should be the
I'm
final.
I'm going Chewbacca.
Ooh.
What?
I got to go Robert, just
okay.
Something can beat him, but Chewbacca's but not quite there.
Yeah.
Not a Wookiee. Big Bird versus Bunyan.
Got to go with the bird.
No.
I'll go Bunyan.
I'll go Bird.
Bunyan. It's all you.
Terms. No, I don't want it to be me.
The bird is the
word. It is.
Bird is the word.
I'm sorry. I had a real Sesame Street thing when I was a kid. I'm going Big Bird.
Oh, God.
I know.
Abe Lincoln versus Shaq.
Oh, one on one.
Shaq.
I'll go Abe.
Abe.
We only think Abe's so tall because of the hat.
I mean, he only kept the country together.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
That has nothing to do with height.
Freed the slaves.
Yep.
But Shaq's real cool.
I'll go with our 16th president, Abraham Lincoln.
Abraham Lincoln it is.
Conan O'Brien versus Andre the Giant.
Andre. The Giant.
That Andre. Documentary is so good.
It's so good.
If you have a chance to watch it.
Skip, what's going on?
Man, I tell you, I was gone a week, and I kept getting reports, and I never was totaling it up in my head. It was, that was pretty good. That's a pretty good day. I get back this morning and look at these numbers of our month, and I'm going, holy cow, why? I was asking people, how come? I mean, we've sold almost a month worth of cars halfway through, and it's pricing. I mean, Chevrolet put some good stuff out there. Our pricing is great on top of it. I've got a challenge right now saying, hey, I'll beat any vehicle, I'll beat any deal, real deal, unpack the silly gimmicks, do the real math, and I'll beat any deal. I got a tank of gas on it, bet on it. A couple people have tried to challenge me on it, and they said, no, you didn't beat my deal. Look at what you did. I mean, they didn't do the real math on it. So, I think that's resonating with people. Pre-owned continues to be so strong. I don't know where I'm going to get enough cars to keep that market going. So if you want to sell me your car, that's more than welcome. But
you know, you say you don't have time to take Mark Close's place, but you seem to sell a lot of cars when you're out of town.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true. Yeah,
just saying.
Some of your best months.
Yeah. Well,
I'm not trying to think of the last month, but I wasn't out of town. So it was, no, you're right. But
springtime will be huge, right? Everyone,
yes,
like, oh.
It really is. I mean, this is when the factory comes out with the best incentives yet on the brand new stuff. Mm-hmm. I mean, we started trickling in. We've been selling Equinoxes and Traverses. I've been telling Tony this for a long time because they came out so early. So they've had really good incentives, really good lease rates all along. But this is the first real meat on the Silverado, on the Malibu, on these, all this other stuff. And so that just jumps in.
Did that new Corvette come out yet?
Started to get them in.
Mm.
Yeah. So I think, as a matter of fact, we had a really one of the $140,000 ones hit the lot.
Yeah.
That was pre-sold.
And isn't that like 700 horsepower, something crazy
just,
like that?
It's just insane, yeah.
Man.
It's insane.
Final four of tall people. Robert Wadlow versus Big Bird. God.
This is hard.
Two of Alton's favorites.
That's right.
Robert Wadlow.
Big Bob.
Abe Lincoln versus Andre the Giant.
Big Bob?
Big Bob? Yeah, that was hard to know who
Big
you're picking.
Big Bob.
I got gotcha.
You. Catch him?
So you voted Wadla. Okay.
Yeah.
Andre.
Abe.
Abe.
Andre Abe. The Giant.
Abe.
Mm. Wow. Andre Abe. Was right. Andre was like, the wow. only one that could knock off Robert Wadlow.
There's your final.
Right, Sue?
Yes.
See?
Robert no. Wadlow versus Abe Lincoln.
I'm going Abe right now.
Robert Wadlow.
Big Bob for me.
How tall was Robert Wadlow again?
8'11".
Come on.
8'11 and a half.
Sue gets it. Sue gets it.
And
a vote.
Was still yep. growing.
That's nuts.
I'm going Abe. Because it's Abe. Not tallest, it's best tall person.
Right. Agreed.
Yeah, and,
agreed.
Was, and Big Bob was the best.
That's right. Thank
the you. Best tall Thank person. You.
Big Bob.
That's All right. a winner. Robert Wadlow.
Vince Vaughn wins.
Yay.
Runner up, Conan O'Brien.
Mark gets his
Flag
way on, everything. He's leaving.
We forgot Tom Selleck.
Yeah.
Come on.
6'4".
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back, guys. A few minutes shy of 6 p.m. DGS or GDS. Either way, our website said that. Mark Close announced earlier that he is leaving the show and going to kind of semi-retire. So if you want to see him making that announcement, you can go to Facebook and comment on it or send us your tweets and things like that. We also have an email set up for anyone out there who thinks that they can replace him. And it's called Don't Let the Door Hit You in the Ass at intercom.com.
Loser.
It's a real thing. So you can click on there and tell us why you think you'd be a good replacement for Mark Close.
I'll have to read some of those. I'm sure those will be pretty good.
Yeah, it's a real thing.
We're not giving you access.
Oh, well, I wouldn't know
Sorry.
How to get to it anyway.
It's really
so,
none of your
yeah.
business anymore.
That's right. That's true.
Yeah, you don't want to be here. No. So I'm pretty sure the Team Close shirts are gone now. We had less than 20 when Mark made his announcement. But just in case, go to 971.com/merch. And, of course, you can still get the beanies. I think we're going to come out with a baseball cap. I think we have to now that the weather's turned. And the baseball tee. And soon we're going to have 75 of the Taliban shirts. It'll be a single run. And we're planning on, I can't announce it yet because I don't think it's formally done, but we're planning on, hold on, I have to sneeze.
Bless you.
Bless you.
Yeah. Yeah. Whoa.
Wow.
You can see that
Man,
one.
You, that was visible.
It was like a spritz of Febreze.
Yep.
Okay, thanks. I think we're going back to the Wildy for another DGS
oh,
Live.
Cool. That was a great show
yeah,
there.
Yeah, my favorite. It's my favorite
great
place.
Show there.
Hopefully,
theater
Mark can be there and Skip can sponsor it.
Awesome.
It's awesome.
That theater is awesome.
Yeah.
Why? Hopefully you get at least one of those to happen.
Which is more likely at this point.
No, we'll sponsor it. I think I even sponsored the one I couldn't make it to see live.
See, you were my whole card because I want my band can't make it because Greg Hullab is out of town.
Okay.
But what I want to do is bring in a little all-star band, and I was going to have you ask you to sponsor the music. We'll talk about it.
We'll see who's in the band first.
Wow, he's tough. He's tough.
He wields his power, doesn't
yes,
he?
Does. I can put my yes. name on your stand-up show, but music is another thing, you know?
I'll tell you who it is.
You guys kept voting against the Who and Rush and all those things. I don't know.
I'll tell you who it is in the break. So, yeah. So that happened. That's what's going on with us. Yeah. What's going on with you guys?
It's a big deal.
But when is that show tentatively? You know, at least roundabout?
Yeah, we're looking at May 9th. I think we have it held, and we're looking at that. And I think it'll be a quick sellout, you know.
Should be.
Yeah, it's only, what are they, like 3 1/4, 325
Something like that.
Is what they hold?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a great, great room.
It's a great room. We'll do a VIP like we always do.
Every town, or at least every area, should have a theater like that. I don't know why
they don't. There was a lot of them, but they all closed down. I mean, I can think of three on the Missouri side of the river.
Sure.
Well,
yeah.
Good for Edwardsville and good
that
for...
Are not there
yeah.
anymore.
Right.
Those guys.
Whoever that was that
Keeping
went in there and kept it going.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Do they still
show movies there?
Yes. Yes. Movies and concerts and
It is an awesome theater.
Yeah. I think, who was it that played there? Head East? Head East just played there.
Did a show.
Kilmeade did a rant today. I wanted to run past you guys. And Kilmeade's Irish, half Italian. But he was like, enough with St. Patrick's Day. Enough with overblown, made-up holidays. And everyone's out wearing green, getting drunk, making rivers green. And I wasn't sure whether I was like, yeah, I completely agree, or if it's like, bah, humbug, you're being kind of a Scrooge. What do you guys think? In this crazy, mixed-up world, take every opportunity to have fun.
If you want to celebrate Cinco de Mayo, St. Patrick's Day, you know, however, the green beer, all that, more power to you. Knock yourself out. You know, we've talked about going to concert. Like, I've told that Bob Seger story a million times where I'm at a concert and we're trying to enjoy, and the guy's turned around screaming at the crowd going, everybody get on your feet. It's Bob Seger. What's wrong with you? You need to dance.
And that guy was Skip.
And, yeah.
No, not me, man.
It's that part, like, where's your green?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where's your green?
You didn't go out today, man? What's wrong with
you? Why don't you have your green? Hey, we're going out for this. Are you going to come? No. Oh, you're lame. Why are you, everybody celebrate? Like, you want to celebrate that stuff, knock yourself out. But the whole, like, this has to be, that it's an everybody has to, like, every single person you saw on television on the Sunday shows yesterday, whether they were Irish or not, green. Had a green tie or a green shirt. Yeah. Right. Like, it's a little too much.
I used to have a lot more fun with it than I do now. It doesn't.
And you should. And if you want to have go.
People, sure.
Yeah.
Knock yourself out. Have a great time.
It used to be
fun
to have a good excuse to get together with 10 or 12 people and drink beers or margaritas or whatever the holiday is.
Yeah, I agree with Tony.
I'm kind of a little bit humbuggish about it, but not really. I don't know. It's
long as you're having a good time. And like you said, anything you can do to like break up.
Yeah. I always kind of like the parade that we have in St. Louis for that, too. It's always been a good parade.
As long as you're not shaming people who aren't doing what you're doing.
Right. No. Live and let live.
But there's a lot of that.
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
You're right.
Especially those kind of holidays.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I get what Kilmeade's saying, but you can't stop other people from having fun. You can just choose to not let it bother you if they're being rude about it. Like, Halloween's one. I feel like a lot of people my age still like to dress up and go get drunk, blah, blah, blah. I have fun talking about this whole past Halloween. I felt like we had so many shows about and segments about Halloween, and it was a blast, but I'm not going to go get a skanky outfit, and I learned that word from you, Mark. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And go out and rage, and I don't really like being shamed for not doing that.
That really has become what Halloween is.
Oh, it's more adults, than it is kids. Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is probably a disappointment to you.
Oh, my God. I haven't had the camera out in years.
Who wants to take pictures of hot grown-up women?
Skanky women. Really?
You and Sue Thomas should get together on that.
At least I've got Tom Selleck.
That's it. She's got Tom.
Sue, look at this one. He's like a 5-year-old swashbuckling pirate.
Oh, wow.
He's hot.
I like his patch. He keeps it weird.
You know, the superhero with the fake muscles underneath their costume. Yeah,
right.
You know,
like goodbye, Tom Selleck.
Tom who?
Hello, Braden.
When Nick was real little, he 1 year he wanted to go as a pirate. And I mistakenly bought him, he needed like a size 10, I bought him a size 3. Oh, it was the tightest, shortest pants you've ever seen.
Poor Nick.
And then the next year you want to go SpongeBob, and I'll find a picture, but Nick had the biggest two front buck teeth with a giant space in between. Yeah. His teeth are great now, but he had that. And he was all upset, and he goes, no one's going to know I'm SpongeBob. I mean, just look at my teeth. I need some big fake teeth. And we're like, I think you're okay. I think you're all going to know your smart phone.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.